Good morning, everybody. This is Rafa, an intern here at HPPR, and I'm excited to welcome Tom McDaniel to our program. He's the co-chairman of the Songwriter Serenade, an annual songwriting contest that's celebrating his 13th year of life. It's open for submissions now, with a contest between finalists on May 4th in Moravia, Texas. Welcome to the program, Tom.
Thank you. It's good to be on the air.
First, tell us about yourself. Who is Tom McDaniel?
Well, I've been involved in music in Texas, really dating back to 1968, where I was exposed to the Texas State Fiddle Championships. Even though I'm not from Texas, I actually live in California. I fell in love with the culture and the region and eventually bought a ranch and established a foundation in Central Texas. And because of that, then got involved in the music scene in Texas and have stayed with it ever since.
And tell us about the history of the Songwriter Serenade.
The Songwriter Serenade is an outgrowth of the Texas State Fiddle Championships. And really the goal of those championships is how do you keep the tradition of Texas-style breakdown fiddle alive through the generations? And so there you will see anyone from ages 3 to 95 that's participating in the contest, and it's done an extremely good job of doing that. 13 years ago, we decided that we would expand that presence towards songwriters because the tradition of the singer-songwriter is a rich tradition in Texas, and we wanted to find a way that we could really support our performing singer-songwriters in ways that other contests don't do.
So how did you first get involved?
Really, it was brainstorming. And so we took the idea, and 2007, we launched the contest. We had 13 entries and 13 semifinalists. Last year, for example, we had 160 entries from across the country. The reputation of Songwriter Serenade has really gotten out into the market, and we're getting just an extremely high quality of talent that enters our contest.
And that's the amazing thing. From like more than 150 submissions, and y'all just whittle it down to 15 finalists. And like, it's pretty hard doing that, wouldn't you say?
Each of the songwriters that enter submit 4 songs, original songs. And so my panel of judges, we listen to 1,000 songs or more.
Is there like a certain method to like getting just 15, or is it just a good ear?
Yeah, what we do is we have our entrants. They have to provide the lyrics to their songs, a recording of their songs. We also ask them to submit a video of a live performance.
Okay.
So this is a performing songwriter contest, and we really have to make sure that our songwriters are fully capable of not only writing but also performing.
For those of you who don't know, the contestants compete for $7,000 in prizes. How do you pull that off without collecting any entry fees?
It's really a charitable activity to support our singer-songwriters. We've seen contests where they do charge an entry fee, and we wanted to make it clear to the songwriters that this is really for them. Mm-hmm. And actually, we want to create a really full and diverse experience. So for the songwriters that make the top 15, they're invited to the TR Ranch, my ranch, where we have a bunkhouse. We house our musicians. We have a great barbecue. We bring in some of our local neighbors. And we also bring in concert venue owners and producers and others so that our songwriters can get exposure. We host the contest at a local dance hall or parish hall. We also give our performers or contestants exposure to the Bugle Boy, to the great listening room venue in LaGrange, Texas. And the winner actually performs along with our songwriter judges Saturday night at the Bugle Boy. And then on Sunday, we have the judges then work individually and as a group with the songwriter participants to provide them with coaching and a critique of their songwriting and being able to answer questions for them. And so at the end of the 3 days, we think that our songwriters have gotten a lot of value out of the experience and not one that they necessarily had to pay for.
And of those 15 selected finalists, only 12 will win something. So what is the general reaction of the 3 left out?
Well, actually, all 15 get paid.
Oh, all 15 do get paid?
Okay. Yeah, all 15 get paid, and nobody goes home empty. In addition to the winner, in addition to the cash prize, we also pay for their transportation and lodging to the annual Folk Alliance. And so this year, it's in Toronto, and so Mary Bragg, who won the contest last year, she's on her way to Toronto for the Folk Alliance.
Oh, it's in Montreal?
Or in Montreal, yes. Okay.
So why is the contest being held in this small city known as Moravia, Texas?
Well, because right next to my ranch.
Okay.
And so Moravia is really centrally located. You know, so we're really 100 miles from Austin or San Antonio or Houston. We're kind of smack dab in the middle of those three cities, mm-hmm. just south of Interstate 10. And so because, I've built facilities to house our musicians, performance venue for them to perform, and then also our performance venue is only a mile away from the ranch.
Have there been any contestants that have found success either off the Songwriter Serenade or after?
Yes, as a matter of fact. I'm really excited. For example, Phoebe Hunt, who went from being a contestant in the Texas State Fiddle Championships to wanting to become a songwriter, entered the contest. The first year she didn't make the semifinals. The next year she won the entire contest. And so now Phoebe has a band called Phoebe Hunt and the Gatherers. She's getting national recognition and has just got a great career in front of her. Mary Bragg, who was our last year's winner, a tremendous songwriter and talent. She's just minted a new CD and is actually going to come to California and going to do a concert for us in the near future. So we think that the Songwriter Serenade has been a great stepping stone for those who have won it, but also for those that have just participated. Many of the songwriters that get to know each other through the Songwriter Serenade weekend end up co-writing or touring together or just remaining great friends. We're really happy that we're able to deliver more than just, show up, sing a song, and leave.
That is pretty cool. I do love how artists collab with each other just out of, situations, things like that. And have you had any former winners participate as a judge?
Yes, as a matter of fact, for the first year, we were going to have, we've had two. Phoebe Hunt, as I mentioned, who was our winner in 2012, judged the contest last year, along with Susan Gibson and Walt Wilkins. And this year, for the very first time, we've had last year's winner, Mary Bragg, who will be a judge, along with Susan Gibson and Walt Wilkins. In addition, we've invited Sam Baker, just an incredible songwriter, to attend the Songwriter Serenade, and he will also serve as a mentor on Sunday when we have the workshop for our songwriters.
Susan Gibson will host her CD release party in Amarillo on May 25th with HPPR.
And, yeah, that's fantastic. And, Susan, as I mentioned, has been a close friend of the family, and, I've heard all of her music over the years, and I'm excited that she's got a new CD that's ready to come out.
In 13 years of you doing this, is there any certain performance that sticks out, good or bad?
I love every aspect. I think what stands out to me is how we have evolved the Songwriter Serenade. Every year we try to make it better, to provide more value to the songwriters, a great show for the listening audience. To me, that's what stands out. I mean, I am pleased that we've touched the lives of, good grief, 200 or 300 songwriters over this period of time. And many of them have stayed in touch with us. And we host concerts out here in California. And many of our alumni from Songwriter Serenade, when they come west, we host a concert and let them show their talents to a California audience.
And
we hope that this interview can get a lot of songwriters to sign up. Just go to www.songwriterserenade.com, and that will give musicians all the info they need to enter the contest.
All right, you heard it here on High Plains Public Radio. The 13th Annual Songwriter Serenade is now open and ready for entries. If you're a songwriter, you should really jump on this. Also, remember that it's free to enter, so you can watch right in and finesse $7,000. You just need to visit songwriterserenade.com to register. Again, the contest takes place at Moravia Parish Hall on Saturday, May 4th. Thank you, Tom. Thank you for joining us and sharing this information with our listeners. We do appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.